Put my mic on!
I just said he should have got the award. What else do you want me to say?
Come on now, wait a second.
So lost.
49, 152, 328, 37, 117, 297.
I have a lot of championships. I'm telling you, it's the bread. I am one of the gifted guys at using a snowball.
Wait a second. Andy Pettit is a starting pitcher.
Have some guts to commit. Good old, have some guts. Show some guts. A little guts here. Guts. Throw him out of the league. Throw him the hell out.
Bottoms up, get them up.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
We are country and western.
Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
That I do. If ever I could love,
All right. Welcome, everybody. Calling Country, back for our third and final season here by overwhelming demand. You always get into a new contract. Oh, the phones are lighting up already. Hold on. Yeah, hello. All right, I'm just saying hello to the people. I'll put you on in 30 seconds here. All right. The listeners have been waiting for months here for the return of the show, and they can't wait any longer. So the phones are lighting up. We got a packed schedule. We got a lot to talk about. Got some songs to play. Got some local stuff to talk about with Lafayette here. The committee I was on last semester to get more conservative voices on campus has caused quite a stir amongst student government this semester. So we will get to that and the statements out of student government, which are just beyond idiotic. But we will read those statements and then laugh at them. But right now, we will continue a segment that we started last semester. Oh, wait, I have to say, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. All right, now we turn to a segment we started last semester, and joining me now on the program from Gettysburg College is my neighbor, Hannah Panrak. Hannah, welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I didn't know if we were going to get to do the show tonight because I realized the football game's on at 6 o'clock, so you would think that a college football game would be broadcast on the college football radio. But
sure.
Considering this is Lafayette football, of course, that's not the case. So everyone tuning in looking for Lafayette football on the radio, which is nobody, but if there was somebody, they would hear me and not be very happy about it, but that's fine.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
The overwhelming majority of the people who listen to this program are thrilled at the end of the hour every time.
Right. Your 15 listeners, I think they're happy right now.
What was the number you just said?
15. I'm upping you from last semester.
Well, if that's like, if you want to multiply that by 150, that might be close to accurate, but still probably undercutting me a little bit.
Okay, sure.
I've built up a loyal audience over 3 years.
Sure.
There's a reason they keep bringing me back. You don't come back unless you have the ratings.
You have a great show. You have a great show.
Thank you very much.
All
right. So what we started last semester was, it would be nice if they could have figured out how to make the phone sound louder, but of course they couldn't do that, so what else would you expect? The segment we started last semester, considering we have a tremendous track record in finding emerging artists and emerging songs that months later are top-of-the-line artists and top-of-the-line songs, last semester we picked out Russell Dickerson, and now his single is almost at the top of the charts, or it was very close if it wasn't, and he's going to put out a new one soon. And now I think we're going to take a little victory lap because this is an artist who now has a number one album, number one song, another song that's about to go number one. So he has emerged, but we were all over him when his only music was on YouTube and he didn't release any songs. Would you like to inform the audience who that artist is?
Yeah. So we chose Luke Combs.
Luke Combs.
Literally, we were learning his songs off YouTube was downloaded to Spotify.
Before anyone knew who he was, we were all over it. And now, he is. He just released a number one album. It's been number one. It was number one, and then it went back to number one for another week. His song Hurricane, I'm sure everyone knows that one, was a huge number one hit. So this one actually is not on the new album. This is like a throwback one that was on some obscure EP that he released that before he had a record label. So,
yeah.
We'll get ready to play that one. Would you like to introduce the song? Hold on, I said. Okay, would you like to? I don't know if anyone can hear us. I had to dump you.
Oh no! We chose "I Know She Ain't Ready."
All right. I don't really know how the dump button works. I just hit it, and then I don't know if it's still dumping or not. But we chose "I Know She Ain't Ready." Luke Combs off of his 2013. Independent EP that nobody's heard, but thank you for calling in and giving me the few minutes that you have. I hope you go back to enjoying your Rochelle or something.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to doing this time I have my program.
Good to talk to you.
Yes, thank you very much. I hope that people like the song. If not, then the program, then the segment's done if they don't like the song. So
All right,
have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. All right, well, we'll play that and see what happens here.
I dress, coat and cowboy boots. He was there, but I didn't care. I was too busy staring at you. In the pouring rain with the blue lights flashing in the hills of Appalachia. Close to tears with your makeup smeared, I asked you what had happened. But I know she ain't ready, she won't be for a while. He broke her down and when I'm around, I can see it in her smile. She's fighting getting closer, it's just too plain to see. And I know she ain't ready, but that's alright. High heels, like the way it made you look, you love the way it made you feel. So I said to you, I'd sure love to do this again. And you said me too, but I'm just not over him. And I know she ain't ready, she won't be for a while. He broke her down and when I'm around, I can see. It's just too plain to see. And I know she ain't ready, but that's alright with me, yeah. She started calling me baby, and 2 years later I was down on one knee with a ring in hand. I said, I'm your man, and girl, will you marry me? She said, you know that I'm ready, and I have been for a while. When the bells sound and you turn around, I'll be walking down the aisle. This will only bring us closer, it's just too plain to see. And I know that we're ready, so that's all.
All right, thanks to Hannah for finding that one in the catalog. We should have Marquise and or Chris, one of them, or both of them, calling in here any moment. But until they do, we will get to some of the news that I want to discuss. And the first thing is, we'll break down a little bit what's going down in this Alabama, because what everyone here wants to hear about is the Alabama Republican Senate primary, but it's not your show, so you don't get to decide what you hear. So I'm going to tell you what. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. I don't know if this is Key or Chris, but we'll find out. Yeah, hello. All right, I'll put you on right now. Yeah. All right, joining the program now from Villanova, I believe, is my friend Chris White. Chris, welcome. How are you?
Woohoo! What's up, bro?
How you doing? So what happened to your phone?
That was my phone. Oh, man, I spilled my entire water bottle pretty much in a bag that just had my phone in it.
All right, you want to speak up a little bit?
Oh, my entire water bottle opened up in a bag that just had my phone in it.
Well, that seems pretty irresponsible of you. That's classic you, but I mean...
There's a faulty bottle. I just got that bottle that morning, filled it up, put it in the bag, and the lid popped right off.
Well, what kind of phone are you talking into now?
This is my roommate's phone.
So, like an iPhone or something? Sounds like you want it in a cereal box.
This is, I think it's an iPhone. I don't know.
Sounds like you're talking from underwater.
It is an iPhone, yeah.
Why aren't you speaking in the mic one time? Good lord.
Hello.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, what are you up to? How's everything going?
I just got up from a nap.
Okay.
Big nap. We had the day of service at Villanova today. It was pretty hype.
What did you do?
We went to a community garden. We got to do some weeding, some mulching. And it was like some organic garden. I got to try all the different things. They were just like, yeah, pick whatever you want, eat it. Oh, man.
Hopefully you had something with a good amount of toxic pesticides on it. That would be funny.
It was organic, bro. Organic.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. No, nobody can afford that. Come on. Who are you serving? You're just serving all the people who can buy the organic food. You're not serving the common folk.
Oh, my goodness. They're making their own food, bro. They're making their own food. Beautiful.
I don't know about that. Anyway.
It's beautiful.
Do you see
beautiful.
That? Key was supposed to call in 4 minutes ago, but I told you he would flake, right? I did call that.
You called that. You called that.
Very accurately, I see.
Not a tough call, though.
Not a pretty easy call. Classic Key.
Yeah classic.
Hold on.
Oh, so,
Now, I don't know if he is now. But did you see that Brother Paul's stepping down after this year?
Yo, yeah, Bro Paul. It's a step down. Oh, man.
What are your thoughts?
Bro P. I think that's noble. You know, noble.
Don't
he's
you
still
think,
got some time in his years, you know.
Don't you think Father Michael should become headmaster?
Oh, Father Michael, huh? Father Michael. How'd I know you were going to say Father Michael?
That's my guy.
That's a good one. That's a good call. I mean, it's a good call.
Yeah, get him in there. Let's do it.
I feel that. I'm more of like a Father Ed type guy.
Ah.
Father Ed in charge of all those events would be hype.
Yeah. Right. So what are you? Are you excited for the Villanova basketball season quickly coming in here?
Oh, you better believe it.
You know, there's going to be a Lafayette Villanova basketball game, and we're actually going to play it at some arena in the Lehigh Valley, not at our little gym. So it's going to be hype.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta step up your own venue when you're hosting us.
The more important game is going to be the Seton Hall games, and of course, Villanova can never beat Seton Hall. Seton Hall has their number.
True.
So what are you up to this weekend?
God damn.
What have you been up to?
What am I up to this evening? I don't know. We're gonna see if I get an official invite to the shindig this evening. My lady's gonna be there.
Who?
Oh, what? Yo, what? Love of my life. Okay.
Well, no, I don't think that.
Oh man.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Speak up.
It hasn't. It's not like an official thing yet, but it's like it's getting there. We're on our way.
Well, I hope it fails.
Oh my!
Miserably.
Jeez, that's terrible. That's terrible.
It'll be par for the course for you, wouldn't it?
Wait, tell everyone about your love life. What's going on?
Nobody. No. That's later in the show.
Later in the show.
Yeah, there's gonna be a special guest appearance later in the show.
Oh my God! Like your woman.
It's a special guest appearance. I'm not announcing it now.
Oh, my God. You got to announce it now. Now's the time.
No. It's a guest appearance.
Wait, also, I want to address your claim.
Oh,
that
boy.
This is like...
What's my claim?
Big claim that people were requesting that your show come back on the air.
What would you know about that?
Who is making that request? Oh my goodness.
You don't know anything about that. Those are internal conversations between me and the station.
I don't know, man, because you're posting things on Facebook, you're texting me that this is a request for your show to be back, you know, people are stoked for it, but I'm trying to figure out who.
A lot of people. Don't worry. You don't have to worry. Here's the thing. That's not something you have to worry about. Just worry about your appearance, which so far has been pretty subpar, low energy appearance. So that's what you have to worry about, is contributing to my program. You know, because they're not going to give you one of your own. So this is the highlight of your media career. Okay, when you get to call into my show and be a pundit for a few minutes every Saturday whenever you want. You know, that's the highlight of your fame. And so trying to take me down when I'm giving you this platform and, you know, attacking my show like that is really uncalled for, because you should be grateful for the opportunity I'm giving you to be a star. And if you don't want to take advantage of it, that's on you. But, you know, my show is going to be here whether or not, you know, you're calling in. I'm going to be here today and next week and the week after all the way until May.
I'm not here.
You know? My show will be here, and they pay me a lot of money to do this. So
yeah, but who's going to be listening if I'm not on the show?
a lot more people, probably.
Oh, God, yeah, okay.
All right. Oh, you're throwing off my whole schedule here. Get off my phone.
What schedule do you have?
I got people booked for time slots.
No, you don't.
I do. I have a very interesting segment coming up next. I think you'll want to hear it, so.
Is it your mom?
No. Okay, get off my phone, please.
Is it your dad?
No.
Is it,
No, there will be no more guessing. It's just...
Is it par? Yo, par.
No,
par.
It's not par. He's in Ireland. Par. I'm playing... I'm playing a song, and then I'm taking the next call. And that happens once you hang up, or I hang up on you. So, your appearance is done.
What song are you going
to
play?
That's not... Don't worry about it. You'll have to listen. It's a new song by Granger Smith. I like him.
Can I request a song?
Yeah, you can request one, sure.
Sweet.
Alright, I don't like that song. Alright, thank you, Chris.
I don't have a request right now. Walla by Jason Derulo.
Alright, request.
La, la, la.
Request denied. La, la, la. Your request is denied. Have a good one. Get off my phone.
Alright.
And that's the end of Chris White. We'll play a song, then we'll take our next call, hopefully. New from Granger Smith.
With a tractor, 10-point buck rolling dove on a wire, mud on the tires, Friday night fires. Man, if you're looking for some home cooking, here's some chicken, slide a chair up in the kitchen, mama get to you all the fixings. We got it, we got it. An oil change, styrofoam John Boat with a stock tank, spinning wheel bobber, floating on the water, two beers left till the moon gets hotter. We got it, we got it all. Yeah, we got it, we got it all. We're at her tipping a fifth and picking a guitar, just watching the stars. Stuff, but nothing gets better than this. I got a pretty little thing with a pretty little ring on her left hand to live life with. Yeah, we got it, we got it all. Yeah, we got it, we got it all. We're out here tipping a fifth and picking a guitar, just watching the stars fall.
I just saw Darius Rucker apparently released a new song, I guess yesterday. I've not heard it yet, but we'll hopefully it's good. I'm sure it is. He has a new album coming out soon, so we'll play new from Darius Rucker coming up later. And we will get, when this next person calls in, we will get to the story about Lafayette's and what's going on with their student government. They've had five people on student government resign, and we will get to why right now. Hello. All right, I'll put you on now. All right, joining the program now from Idaho is a pretty cool girl, Erin Barden. Erin, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. So where are you at right now?
I'm in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
All right. Can you yell into the phone, please?
I'm in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Yeah, I don't know why it just shows it as such a low volume on the phone. Like, I don't know why. On, like, the monitor. It just says, like, my mic's loud, and then when people talk on the phone, it's just low. I don't know what to do about it.
I'm listening to it, and I can hear it.
You can hear it?
Yeah.
All right. How's the show sound so far?
You know, it's pretty good.
Pretty good, right?
I'm nervous for my radio debut.
This is a big deal. This is one of the... You know, as I have to say, I was one of the only media personalities in November to call the election correctly. So I'm one of the top political pundits in the country, probably.
Wow.
Given that track record. So,
wow.
Yeah. So it's a big deal to be on here. Congratulations for making the cut.
I'm honored. I'm so honored.
It was a tough choice, but you made the cut. And so if you're good, you'll come back. And if not, then we'll have to reevaluate.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, you're very welcome. Where did you say you are? Idaho?
Yes.
Are you almost at your hotel?
I'm at my hotel.
Oh, you are? You made it.
Yes.
Nice job. How is it?
It's nice.
All right. Well, for everyone who doesn't know, Erin is my girlfriend, and she's pretty cool. And two, she works in D.C. for a senator, Senator Jim Risch, and he's from Idaho, so she's been in Idaho this week and Wyoming touring the state.
Montana.
And where?
Montana.
Montana, okay. So those three states, looking around at all the cool scenery around there, and some pretty cool stuff. But, of course, next weekend you'll be in New Jersey, and there's a lot more cool things to see there. So this is a good warm-up for the actual sightseeing, which will take place next weekend.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Chris is very mad. Chris is texting me right now. He's very mad that he got put off the air. But he was talking nonsense. I mean, there was just nothing left to say. He wants to request a song. He didn't know what song he wanted. I'm not going to play any song he wants because his taste in music is terrible. So, you haven't met Chris, right? No.
Yeah, I met Chris.
Wait, when did you meet Chris?
When he came to D.C.?
No, I don't remember when he came to D.C. Oh, yeah, maybe I do. All right, yeah, you did meet Chris. Anyway, so... Right. No, I remember. That was funny. That was very funny. Anyway, so he's annoyed. But...
Oh, sorry, Chris.
But you should... I mean, well, you don't have to tell him. I'll tell him. You should do a better appearance next time with a little more energy. You know, my show's not going to wait around for its guests. We got to keep the train moving. Anyway... Well, I have a listener out there. Anyway, what I want to talk about is, so I was on this inclusive dialogue committee last semester for Lafayette about trying to get like a more diverse range of opinions presented on campus, and that didn't rub some people the right way. And so this semester, five people resigned from student government over it. And let me find, what was the exact quote? One of the people who left said this. So our committee was literally just an ad hoc committee of students who basically just made a report and said, yeah, the school is dominated by liberal opinions and speakers. And
they are.
What?
They usually are.
Yeah. And so we just did that. And we said, we suggest that maybe we bring in some voices that are not part of this monotonous train of nonsense. So... So this is what somebody said who resigned. She said, the 2017 spring semester has left me overwhelmingly uncomfortable with our complicity in a politics that has portrayed conservative students as marginalized on a campus where students of color, women, queer, and trans people have actively become more politically organized and are committed to unsettling the violence of the status quo. Then somebody else who didn't resign but who supported her reasoning said, what did he say? He said, oh, He said these violent ideas do not need, these violent ideas must be, must not be protected from the skepticism they deserve. Now,
I didn't know an idea could be violent.
First of all, right, exactly. How is speech violent? It's not, that's nonsense. So it's just unbelievable. Nowhere did we promote violent speech. Well, first of all, there's not violent speech doesn't even make sense as a phrase. Second of all we said is there should be a broader range of opinions. How are you supposed to even be critical and skeptical of speech if it's not even presented on the campus? So he's like, how is a committee whose purpose is to bring this speech to campus shielding that speech from skepticism? By bringing it to campus, it's allowing these students to be skeptical and critical of the speech if they so wish to do so. I mean, it's so, you know what I mean?
Ben, could you please stop being so violent?
You're funny. You're pretty funny. But, you know, it's just kind of frustrating.
I know. No, I agree.
It's unbelievable. So, anyway, I don't really understand how our speech is violent, but apparently a bunch of people on student government do, which makes you question for a minute if the intellectual makeup of the campus here, but I don't know, maybe not. I would love to have any one of these people, an open invitation to any one of these people who resigned to come on the show and tell me how the speech that was advocated for in the ad hoc committee is violent in any way, shape, or form. Open invitation to all of you. So, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm really sure they're going to take you up on that.
Well, because they know they'd lose, right?
Yeah.
So, how have you enjoyed your trip?
It's been great. It's pretty. The West is pretty.
What was your favorite part?
The Grand Teton Mountains.
Were those what you saw today?
Yes, in Wyoming.
Ah. Are those different than the Rocky Mountains?
Yes.
Is that the only report you have from your trip?
Up in the snow, like at 8,000 feet or 10,000, I don't remember. And then we went down and it was like 50 degrees 2 minutes later. So it was like pouring down snow. And then 2 minutes later, it was 50 degrees. It was bizarre.
Those elevation changes.
I know.
How many times did you guys almost crash?
Zero.
Oh, okay, that's good. All right, well, what time's your plane tomorrow?
7 in the morning.
Very exciting.
Out here, so 9 in the morning in the East Coast.
Thank you for that quick time adjustment. Very useful. Speaking to your audience, that works well. All right, cool. What plane are you flying?
United.
Classic United.
Hopefully I won't get thrown off.
Yeah, you hope. I mean, you never know, though. If you try to, you never know. Just don't give them a hard time if it's overbooked. Just take the next one.
Why?
Because it just, things happen, you know? You don't want to be the next person getting dragged off with a bloody nose of a plane.
I know.
Well, all right. Well, enjoy that. Enjoy the rest of your time.
All right.
And...
for having me on.
Yeah, no, thank you for coming on, and hopefully New Jersey's a lot more impressive than Wyoming.
We'll see about that.
All right, yeah, we will see. We'll find out.
All right, bye.
All right, Aaron, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Girl, it's high time, I tell you, no more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you and me. The same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a how-feel thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars.
your car in the driveway. I'll park my truck in the grass. I'll put a little swing on the front porch if you put a little tea in my glass. Watch the sunset from a gravel road. Kiss me in the kitchen on your tippy toes. Still loving on you when the rooster crows. Watching way more than the garden grow. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the pain, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I'm name the dogs. Yeah, laying next to you every night sounds like a damn good life. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down.
All right, joining us now on the program, just a hot line of calls here, is from George Washington, is Marquise Woods. Key, welcome, how are you?
Am I getting paid?
What?
Am I getting paid for this appearance?
Hold on, speak again.
Before I continue, am I getting paid for this performance?
No, of course not. What would you get paid for?
You have to talk to my agent.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. All right, now also joining the program is Will Gathis. Will, welcome. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Will. How are you?
They haven't canceled the show yet?
Good Lord. How's the phone still? No, they haven't canceled the show. We're still on. Key, do you like how every time you call in, I boot you, your segment, with another caller?
I'm hanging up.
Well, to be fair, you said you were calling in at 7:20, at 7:45, so...
Is that Marquise Keystone 101 Woods?
Yeah, you're on with Key.
Oh, perfect. Okay, that's exactly the person I needed to talk to.
What do you need to say to him? You don't have anything to say to him.
I just think that this is a good platform for the two of us to have our conversations.
I don't like either of you, and the fact that either of you are on, let alone at the same time, makes me very apprehensive, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say, and not really take a stand here, that Marquise and I are the only reason why you get 5 viewers an episode.
Key, what do you think?
I mean, I thought it was like 2 viewers, but so.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure I have no viewers because we're not on TV, but I think I have like a few thousand listeners, maybe, if you guys want to get the terminology,
you
right? You're on a radio program.
You have three listeners now because Aaron, I guess, listens to the show. To it,
but then like Chaley only listens like once in a while, and then.
Well, I know White's listening.
Yeah, right.
He's been roasting me for the whole show. I know he's listening. We got a lot of listeners. And then when you add in the fact that my show gets archived, you think about all the people that go back and listen to it on the podcast.
No one's going back to listen to that.
You can go listen to all the shows.
It's scary to think that our conversations that, you know, were never private are now public forever.
That's
They're
right.
In public domain.
That's right. These
and
conversations
I'm not okay
are forever.
With that.
I guess it's true.
I didn't sign off on that.
What, Marquise?
I didn't sign off on my conversations being made public.
Yeah, you did. Every time you call in, I tell you, everything you say here is
Wait a second. Can I ask a hypothetical question?
Sure.
Say, you know, you're in a group of people, and you guys play like a game together. And then you guys do really well in the game. Like, you're the best player on the best team in the game.
Yeah, I know all about that.
And you're like someone who you don't necessarily look up to, but someone with a lot of power is like, wow, that was pretty cool. Do you want to come visit me?
Yeah.
And you were like, actually, sir, I really don't like you. And he's like, oh, in that case, I'm not applying your invitation. But what would you say to that?
I don't know, Keith. What do you think about that?
The guy that invited you must be some kind of bum or something.
And now let's take this hypothetical one step further. Say I'm Steph Curry, and that powerful boss man is President Donald Trump.
I can't wait to see what kind of nickname he gets for Steph Curry. It's gonna be great.
Is he gonna be Rocket Man too, or something?
I can't wait till Steph Curry bricks a three-pointer in the finals and he tweets about how much of a choker Steph Curry is. It's going to be fire.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Thanks for your hypothetical, Will. That was really,
No problem. I knew that Marquise would have something to say about the matter, but I guess you kind of didn't let him speak, so.
Go ahead, Marquise. The floor is yours.
Oh, I have nothing to say about that. I have a story to tell, though.
All right, go ahead.
So I think after last night, we learned that Everclear is incredibly flammable.
What now?
If something says warning, extremely flammable on the bottle, it's probably best to not light it on fire.
Well, if it's flammable.
Well, that's like what they did with the Molotov cocktail.
This is not warfare, though. This is just a Friday night.
That's the thing. They made it using the same same methodology. Like, they would get paper towel.
When you make a Molotov, don't you put, like, a rag in it so then you light the rag?
You put a rag, but you dip the rag in Everclear or rubbing alcohol, depending on what you have. And then you put it against a bottle cap and then throw it.
So then contrast that with just lighting the liquid straight on fire.
I don't know. I don't know what type of weaponry you're trying to produce at George Washington.
It was stupidity. Was this
a stupidity. Terrorist weapon? What were you planning to do with it?
Drink it.
Fire? Boy.
What? You can drink fire. You never seen people that eat like the swords that are on fire?
No.
Yeah, I'm at the circus all the time. You would know. You're a clown. You've been in the circus.
Marquise, your life is a circus.
What?
It is.
So did you get any burns?
No, I didn't. I wasn't in the vicinity. I was on the outskirts.
Oh, see, well, he tried to talk about it like he was there. Like he lit it on fire. And then I asked him, and it's like, oh, I wasn't actually there. You're trying to inflate the story.
Well, I was in the same area.
Wait a second. Was this a school-sanctioned event?
No. No, it was just some curious young minds looking to try a science experiment.
Well, it sounds like it didn't go very well. I don't know. If it lit on fire, maybe. Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, but somebody's hand was engulfed in blue flame, so that worked.
I don't really feel comfortable with what's going on here.
I'm not sending my kids there at this rate.
Yeah.
What kids?
I could have kids.
Well, that's pretty unlikely.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I guess you could always adopt as a... So.
They're not letting that man adopt.
I'll adopt a 17-year-old at age 21. And I'll be like, I got one rule. No GW.
Yeah, that's right. GW has a dysfunctional student government. Dysfunctional students. Just a terrible place.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm a student.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Gosh, Marquise.
Yeah,
wait a minute. So, we got to... Hold on.
Just think about how washed up Marquise is. He has a failed radio show that got canceled after like two shows. He got impeached as president of his fraternity. And now he's... in some ragtag apartment, late in Everclear on fire, calling into my show at 7:53 on a Saturday. That's the epitome of washed up. That's sad.
Well, hey. So today, I went to a philanthropy, and none of the women there talked to me. They didn't recognize me from my presidential days. They were just like, oh, hi, and then just kept walking.
You don't introduce yourself as Marquise Wood's former president?
No, I mean, I was sitting there because I had a Band-Aid on my knee because I skinned my knees the other day.
What, were you skateboarding?
No, I was running.
Of course. What were you running from? Was someone chasing you?
So grateful.
No, well, Well, so I was walking back home.
Did someone jump
you?
And
I was crossing the White House, and I really had to pee. So I started running towards my apartment.
Okay, I don't want to be that guy, but if they ever saw someone, like, running right by the White House and not running before or after, they would probably think you did something.
Well, I mean, they probably didn't, because they know me.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, so I was running, and then I was steps away from the entrance, and I just tripped, and I skinned my knees on the concrete steps. And there were some guys sitting there, and he's like, "You okay?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then I just got up.
You're by yourself?
Yeah, and then after that, I didn't have to pee, so.
Seems kind of suspicious. You're running at night by the White House by yourself. What were you up to?
Well, I was coming from 7-Eleven because I got a big bite, and I ate one of those. Huh. I think the big bite, the sodium in the big bite maybe what caused me to have bladder issues, so that was probably part of it.
You know, when you called in, I really didn't
speaking
know.
Speaking of bladder issues, when are we going to meet up back in New Jersey?
What?
What? When are we all going to hang out as a group again? When's the big five getting back together?
What does that have to do with bladder issues?
I don't know. It was a non sequitur, but I didn't think this conversation was ending.
Okay. I don't know. I'm coming back to New Jersey next weekend.
Next weekend? I'll be there.
Well, I'm not going to see you, so.
What? Wait a second. I just told you I'm going to be back,
yeah.
And you didn't. You don't want to see me.
Well, I got to show Aaron all around town. Part of that tour is not. I want her to stick around, so if I can't be introducing her to you.
Who's Aaron? And what's he doing in New Jersey?
It's a visit.
Who's she visiting?
She's visiting me.
Oh, it's a girl.
Fake news.
Oh, yeah, a girl. Yeah, Aaron's my girlfriend. She was just on the show like 20 minutes ago. You weren't listening?
No, I wasn't. Classic. I told you, you have 5 listeners.
Well, that's too bad. Yeah, she's coming in.
All right,
New Jersey,
I have one more question before I leave. I have one more question.
Okay, I hope I don't have to use my dump button again, but go ahead.
With the combined star power of Carmelo Anthony, Stephen Adams.
Who?
And whoever they got on the bench, how many games are the Thunder winning this year? I'm going 65.
Probably 83.
How many games until Melo demands a trade?
Wait a second. How is Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony? They both have the ball in their hands the entire game. How are they going to play? They can't play together. Melo's going to have to come off the bench. It's like when Paul Pierce came off the bench for the Nets. He was not happy about it, but it was great.
Yeah, so I heard that the opening odds for the Nets winning the championship is like 10 billion to 1. Would you take those odds?
Oh, I'd definitely, yeah. I'd be a 10 billionaire pretty fast.
You think they're going to win
a 10 billionaire?
D'Angelo Russell is an emerging superstar. He's going to be the best point guard in the league this year.
Okay, yeah. So they had the first overall pick this year, right? Because they were one of the worst teams.
No, they didn't.
Dead air.
What happened? They didn't, like, make a stupid trade for an old player, did they? Like, a has-been?
No, hey, Will, why don't you stick to football? You don't know about the NBA.
Yeah, your team is the worst team in the NFL.
How dare you? I watched the Colts play last week, and I can say with certainty that my team is not the worst team.
I watched the Giants play. I think
your team has no future.
Dude, they need Curtis Painter back. That's when they were in their heyday.
The Giants need Tiki Barber back.
I don't have to take this. I got to get ready to go somewhere. I have to take a shower and I get dressed.
All right, yeah, get off my phone.
Are you
going to
light more Everclear on fire?
No!
Well, what are you going to do?
Paint thinner with bleach.
You can't be talking about those things on the program.
Yeah, this is a family show.
This show does not endorse any of that. Yeah, I don't want the Marquise's comments to be mistaken as an endorsement from my powerful program. Which has a
who am I influencing? No one's listening to this.
Well,
right now.
Last time during the primaries, I got Jeb Bush out of the race, so we have a long history. And I got the people out in PA to turn PA red, so we have a long history.
Also your show is officially off the air in 2 minutes, so I'm calling security.
What, Will?
Senator Sanders has been on the show a few times now.
Yeah, and I have a senator that's a regular guest, so everybody You can all get off me.
I feel like instead of having this show, we would just be better suited to have a three-way call at some point.
Well, then none of the listeners would be able to hear it.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Well, that's a very hurtful note to end it on, but
both of you get off my phone.
I have one more thing. You just said you had one more thing
the last thing that was your last.
I just remembered this. All right, okay, next week for The Rival is an uncovered week where we have to write about something secretive that we know about, BC or GW.
The Rival, which this program has established as a sexist organization that did a hit job during the last student government election. But continue. What's your question?
So it is uncovered week. I'm not even going to address that nonsense that you just said. And we have to talk about either something that we like at GW or in DC that, you know, not many people know about. So I'm thinking, what about top 10 grease spots in DC to go get some of the greasiest food?
Oh, Greece is a beautiful country.
Shut up, Will. I don't have anything to contribute to that. Not off the top of my head.
You know what? I'm calling in next week, and I'm going to give a rundown of my research.
All right. Well, if you're making a top 10, at least six of those places should be various McDonald's located across the city. That's my only request.
Yeah, okay. I'll see about that.
All right. Get off my phone.
Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye, Will.
One moment, please.
Okay. Now we just have Will. Okay. Great.
Now, since this is a show calling country, as I believe it's still called in season 3, they haven't repurposed it yet. Yeah. Well, we're supposed to be listening to country music, so I have a recommendation for the song that we should end the show with.
Okay, go ahead.
It's called Love Story by Taylor Swift. It is as classic country as classic country gets.
Do you actually want to hear that?
Nah, I don't.
All right, thank God. We weren't going to play it because I have a Darius Rucker song to get to.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it's a new one. He released it yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I haven't heard it yet.
Save it for the whole show.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard it yet, so I'm looking forward to seeing if it's good or not. So we're going to listen to it. Me and my whole audience will listen to it together, and we'll find out.
Is that you and Aaron at this point?
Yeah, probably. I think Chris might still be listening, but once the song comes on, he's turning it off. So.
Yeah, I don't listen to the music, so.
Yeah. You know, well, it's okay, because you never know who's going to find the archive and hear it, maybe. You never know where it's going to make its way, so we do it for the archives.
That's true. All right, Ben, all the best.
All right, thanks, Will. Talk to you later.
See you a good season. Yep. See ya.
All right. So, yeah, we'll see what Darius Rucker's got here. We'll fire it up. It's called Don't, and it's off of his new album being released October 20th.
If you think I could ever go a day without you, 5 minutes without thinking about you, don't. And if you wonder if it scares me, thinking about forever with you, baby, I can tell you, baby, you don't. Oh, 'cause every single morning my eyes fall open on you. It's like my dream. There's gonna be mistakes, but baby, I'm here to stay. And if you think that could change, don't stop making me late for work, waking me up without saying a word. Ooh, don't. 'Cause when you whisper in my ear everything I wanna hear, I know you know I need to go, but you're the reason that I don't. Days. dreams keep going on.
Thank you, folks, for joining us for the season premiere here. We won't be back. We probably won't be here next weekend because we'll be in home, and then the following weekend, spring break. But we'll be back at some point, or if they hear what I said about student government, maybe we'll get yanked off, and this could be the final show, in which case it's been a pleasure. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will see you sometime in the future, hopefully. Good night.